Why the hell are you so far away?
What, the, dude? What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell are you
this?
Doing over there?
Daddy, chill.
Really?
I'm doing daddy chill right now.
Okay, awesome. How are you feeling?
I feel like crap.
Why?
Because we launched Obsessed last night. It was really fun. Sorry, we're filming this in advance. Questions?
So this Obsessed has come out.
Obsessed is out.
But at this moment in time, Obsessed is coming out in a few hours. And last night we did a trivia launch party and you had some cocktails.
I had several like mocktails spiked with liquor. And then I
mocktail went. Cocktail infused mocktails. Alcohol yes. infused mocktails.
Alcohol infused yeah. cocktails. And it's so funny how many ways we could say that.
Let's get to the point. So
sorry.
That, yes.
Because I said mocktails infused with
totally.
Liquor. And then as I left your party, I heard down the road, I'm walking out with Matt King and Jack Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking down the street and I hear, baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. And I was like, if that's coming out of someone's car, I'm getting in to their car. I'm going wherever they're going. Now, if it's coming out of a venue, that's where I'm spending mm-hmm. the rest of my night. And it was coming out of a venue and they're having country night. And there's like a line dancing situation.
Yes, yes.
So I had like times two your party drinks.
And I actually had to head out of my party a little bit early because I was tired.
I know. You tapped me and said, can I leave? I go, I don't, I, yeah.
But moral of the story is you're feeling a little bit sick.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
If only you had someone to take care of you. If only there was someone.
Oh, I thought this was the bathroom, sorry.
Oh my God.
Yay!
Wait, what?
I'm not a caretaker.
Not a caretaker? But
maybe today for just
oh
maybe
my
I
gosh.
Can chat. A second.
I can chat for a bit.
Hannah, I am so glad.
He's like, suddenly I feel more nauseous than Hannah's here.
I feel very, very safe around you.
For audio
and that's
only.
Not typical.
Audio only listeners. Hannah Berner randomly just walked into our set.
Completely random.
Wait, what the hell?
No, dude. I like took a wrong turn in New York and I ended up in this beautiful, gorgeous.
In our palace.
Boutique palace.
Thank you for coming to our palace.
Like, it looks haunted in like the best way.
Oh my gosh.
Like Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
One of the best movies.
Eddie Murphy.
Read, right? Eddie Murphy's version.
King.
Yeah.
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 Who's Eddie Murphy? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. No, we're
no.
How'd you explain?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I just watched his thing. Is it a documentary? I don't know. It's like
his sex tape.
Eddie Murphy can't be canceled.
No, he's not canceled.
Okay.
No.
It's hard to keep up.
He like keeps his head down. Like he's like, I know I'm a legend and I'm gonna stay that way quietly.
I love that. Like, once you know you're on top, disappear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you know we're all not doing that great. We're still here.
So
we're
loud. Still,
the second you don't see me, you know I'm feeling myself somewhere. But that's how I feel with, like, stand-up comedy, too. Like, some people will do, like, 2 hours on stage. Like, I want to leave people wanting more.
Yes.
I'm doing an hour.
How long do you do an hour?
I'm going to sleep. I'm doing a tight 47 if we're all a little tired.
Oh, I love a tight 47.
I love.
I'll do a tight 13 number. If we're feeling. Sometimes I'll walk out and I'll be like, I know all of you are anxious girls, mm-hmm. and I'm anxious too, and it took a lot for me to get here. So we're gonna hold hands and
do
get through this.
Do you get anxious?
I'm very anxious, but about weird things. Uh-huh. Like, I'm more anxious in like a group dinner than like a podcast.
Really? What about stand-up?
This is actually the only time I feel comfortable.
That's how you know you're meant to be doing this.
That's how you know you're mentally ill.
Yeah.
Like, if we were at a group dinner right now, I'd be like, do I let Connor speak? Like, should I laugh at that?
Are you a middler?
What's that?
Where people intentionally put you, if it's a larger, longer table, you get sat adjacent to the middle so that you can engage both sides of the table.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like I avoid these situations so much, I haven't even earned a role.
Oh, that's not true. You don't realize you have a role because it's been given to you every time that people seat you at a table.
You're a middler.
Wait.
Oh
this
gosh,
is like my whole new personality.
You're totally a middler.
And next time I go somewhere and they put me on the end, I go, can I speak to the manager?
Oh my God, yeah. Like,
that someone didn't check my rider. This is crazy. No, I definitely, because when I'm out in public, like, we have to bring it, you know? I want to perform. Yeah. I want everyone to have the greatest time and be like, that was the best time I ever spent in my life because Hannah was there.
Right.
But it takes a lot out of you. And then you go home and you're in the dark and you're just drained, just done.
You're right.
I love how happy you got. You go, yes.
No, you're so right. I had a show on Wednesday and I broke dry January at that show.
How was your show?
I hosted it. I'll get there. I hosted the show, and hosting is I'm happy to do.
Yes.
It is so hard. You put your body on the line, like
you're so gracious.
You basically
you fight for your life.
You basically go up and
cold open.
Yeah, that people don't. You know when your friends have a baby.
Yeah.
It's a cold open. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when your friends have a baby and the baby likes to go, even though you've met the baby 12 times, it likes to go like this.
Is it a toddler?
What babies are you hanging out with?
Like, not the Grudge. Like, I'm talking about like...
You mean like, you know, a kid?
Like a kid, like a toddler, like, you know? Okay. And it like looks at you from like behind something kind of.
Yeah.
That means they like you.
Yeah, they like you, but they like need to be reminded that they like you and like convinced that they like you. That's what hosting is like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you can do well, and then you have to come back in 10 minutes, and you're like, do you guys remember you liked me? Or do we have to start from the beginning?
Exactly.
But you know what? It makes you such a better comic.
It builds a lot of character. However,
that would be my worst nightmare.
I know.
Dude, building character is what you can say about anything.
I know.
Get punched in the face. I just builded my character.
Something great happens, also building my character. Would love some more of that character building.
I can't think of one thing that's not...
horrible?
Building character.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, life is about basically, I bombed and then I broke
Your character's
dry
so strong
January.
Right now.
Oh my God.
Did you break it mid-show?
So I went up and did a joke about dry January and then like did not land, which is fine. And then
I'm over it.
I'm totally fine. And then I was like, I'm actually going to have 4 beers right now.
Didn't you break it before or is that private?
Yeah, it was private. Well, like I show up to this birthday party and Brooke like has a literal Glock to my noggin and is like, you're going to drink tonight because there's a time and a place to
Oh, he's blaming you.
Because I don't drink that often.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh,
I don't
go my out. God.
I do when I go out, but I don't go out that often. So if I'm drinking, it's like...
I want you guys to get in the biggest fight
I'm drinking,
spot.
It's We're like...
We're about to.
I know, yeah. I can feel it. I feel the tension.
People think we are really mad at each other from last week or 2 weeks ago. Because I interrupted Connor and he took a vow of silence for the remainder of the episode, which is about 6 minutes of dead silence because I interrupted him once.
It was actually like 11
so you don't,
times.
You don't let women speak?
No. Oh, God forbid he let a woman speak.
You don't give women space? Is the wage gap not enough for you that you also have to have all the audio on the whole pod?
And if you could count... if you could count the amount of times... he's interrupted me. You would have a new number. Would create a new number. Not saying that I don't interrupt you, sweetheart.
Well, you do.
I do, of course. I'm just saying, we both do it.
Can I change perspective on
this? Oh,
totally.
God,
as a loud, obnoxious New Yorker, I say if I don't interrupt you, I'm not listening to what you're saying. If you speak to me and I pause for 4 seconds, I was thinking about lunch, and then I go, "That's crazy."
Yeah.
But if I'm interrupting you, it means I heard what you said and I'm so fucking excited to add to this conversation. But sometimes I swear to God, I'll listen.
So, you know what? You're welcome.
Yeah. Good.
No, you know what? Go to hell. Because I.
Oh.
Go to hell.
Okay.
Okay, let's not bring religion into this.
Yeah. Let's not get political.
Let's not get political.
There was one thing she said like 2 weeks ago. And every time Brooke does it to me, it's like girl power in the comments. If I do it to her, it's like misogynist.
As so, it should be.
Yeah.
And very okay. quiet
Where's
on set when I said
Where's the problem?
Well, yes.
All the girls were like,
What is the male version of girl power? Is it like...
alpha boss? Male?
Boy boss?
Boss baby?
Boss baby?
Boss baby.
It's called being
you
president.
You are boss baby.
I'm boss baby.
You love
actually
him.
Are.
I do.
You do have the same
like, resemblance.
Boss baby came up... on Wednesday, too, when we recorded.
You are Boss Baby in a different font. You also have the skin of a baby's bottom.
He is smooth as a pebble.
Not one pore on this man.
He doesn't have
and
one pore.
I walked in, and he was kind of, like, big-timing me. He was like, oh, I didn't put moisturizer on. Like, bragging how good his skin was looking despite being dehydrated and hungover.
Always does that.
And then look at us turning on him. This is fun.
He's then, like, I don't wash my face. Okay, great. Awesome.
Then we all sit down and I'm just staring at his beautiful pour. And he goes, I'm going to go get coffee. After I traveled like 40 minutes to get here. And I was like, did you know Connor's a monster?
Yeah. Yeah, and I did. Love him to literal death and back monster.
Like a lovable diva. Monster. Diva, like diva. A boss baby monster. But like,
poreless,
I didn't see him being the diva here. Did he request a fireplace behind him?
Yes. He was the one.
My rider's fireplace.
He needed a fire on.
Anyway, how's your hangover?
It's good. Like the thing about hangovers, mm-hmm. is like if you drink enough, you wake up drunk, and then that is like the ideal situation. So like right now, your words cannot pierce my soul.
Good.
They should. Like, they should be like this will be something that I just like hand this episode over to my therapist. And then,
like, no, this is how actually this is how I show affection. Mm-hmm. If I could be mean.
Yeah.
It means like I really I feel connected.
You feel comfortable.
Yeah, I feel comfortable. Yeah. If I'm nice to you, I think it means like I hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Great. great perspective because this is what I'll
Great.
I always tell Brooke.
That's what we do and people get upset and think we're fighting.
Oh.
But
we're
people also think you're
we're
fucking.
We're expressing love.
Because it's a thin line.
Sure.
You fuck, there's you a fight, thin line. And suddenly you have a podcast. Okay.
The fuck fight Pick podcast.
It's like the pipeline.
Yeah.
That's so funny because if you're mean to someone, you know, you break that level of comfort.
Right.
And then, but being called nice, like if someone had an adjective to describe me and they said, he's nice, I'd be like, they want me to die today.
What about coupled with other adjectives? Like charming.
He's nice and charming.
And what did the article say about you that came out today? Charming.
I love
and
charming. She gets Google alerts for
she,
you.
She like knows what she's going to say in it. Like, oh, random,
she
that,
goes,
you
this random that you brought up adjective. Charming and it wasn't.
Oh, don't worry.
Charming
literally.
I was on this hate forum about
charming
you.
And handsome, but the way that they said handsome was incredibly roundabout.
They said it's like.
Boy next door. Well, hold on.
He wrote
some
that.
Have called this
handsome
phenomenon.
Young man, parentheses, no offense, Connor, and parentheses, he may not look like the sort of sculpted Hollywood heartthrob other guys expect women to want, period.
Why don't we just stop commenting on men's bodies? I feel like I need to protect him in this moment. That was crazy.
People constantly make me this, like, beefcake.
He's and just like, being sexualized.
Did you know the article was going in the direction of
did they say
Hollywood heartthrob?
Yeah, I mean, you guys do articles, right? Like,
I can't read, but
you do. You have both.
No one's ever commented on my beauty in an article.
Same. That's a good point.
Well, someone did call me body positive once, and I'm still recovering from that. They called me a wildebeest.
No, they didn't call you a wildebeest.
They said I was body positive.
Okay, that is absurd.
I'll get those.
Kind
too,
of in different words, what they called me.
They called you face positive.
Like he's not what you would expect people to be attracted to, but for some reason.
No, but you're dangerous. He's a dangerous man. You know why? Because he's not good looking enough for you to be like, he'll break my heart. You'll be like, I'm doing him a favor, and then next thing you know, he'll get a little cocky, and then he will ruin your heart. Like no one ever.
I would
has.
Never ruin your heart.
A lot of guys like Matt have done this to me. Like they're so
like named Matt.
Yeah, it's giving Matt.
Okay. Not,
you're more interesting than a Matt.
Because
but like,
I have the name Connor. So like, it's a little bit different in that sense.
Besides that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like, and this is, I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass here, but
Come
I feel
on, I'll
like,
bend over.
But I feel like you're what people are looking for in this day and age. Just like cute and funny and normal.
Well, that was
so
the,
I'm confused,
the article was supposed to give like.
I'm confused why people are like, he's not. What you would expect. You
look he's like not cute, funny, normal.
Because the 2024
woman. You look like woman, Josh Hutcherson if he was left in the microwave.
He's you're always getting like heat related comments.
Did you just
like,
call me a shrinky dink?
No. Microwave,
no,
pottery.
No, just melted, not smaller.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Just melted.
Yeah.
Like just not as sharp features.
No, what
real
we're
pretty.
Getting at is that like I
pretty.
Look like I'm made out of plastic.
No, do you know what it is?
Hmm.
You're not creepy.
Well, that was kind of where I wanted the article to go.
You don't have sharp, like, intense, scary features.
Okay.
Positive connotation.
I love that.
You know, like the frog
Neither
or rat thing?
Guys.
I think you're pretty.
Thank you.
We love you. See, we broke him down. We built him back up.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Are you okay?
No, I'm totally.
Also, don't good. Touch my chair.
Ew.
That's my gross. Chair.
Wait, don't be gross, Connor.
So I'm really, really sorry. I had, I had something that I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. Let me check my notes.
He's texting.
Go ahead.
He's literally texting.
Yeah.
He's on Hinge.
Bad. Yeah.
He's on Ryan.
I am really. Girl's girl. Like, I'm changing my bio.
Wait, can I ask how old you guys are?
Yeah. I'm 20, redacted.
I'm also that age.
My little babies. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm your guy's age mentally.
Yeah.
And like
when
I'm,
I look what? At you, I see my peer.
Thank you. I'm also not, I am wearing a turtleneck, so it ages me today. But how old do you think I am?
I would say 27.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I think that too.
I'm 32, but like.
Really?
I feel like 27 and 32 are the same thing.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I will say, do you mind if I say that you lie about your age?
For more respect.
I'm not going to say how old you are, but I will say the only reason that I call you out about lying about your age is because I don't want people to think that I'm older than you and people know how old I am.
Everyone knows my birthday is on September 11th.
Right, but your birthday could be September 11th, 2004.
And it is.
I mean, I hate when people judge you by your age, and I'm like a big proponent of like experience and age does not necessarily mean that you're qualified for things, especially in this day and age with all technology and stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to surround myself with like smart Gen Z forward thinking people, and I identify as a Gen Z.
You identify as Gen Z.
Yeah, I think you're.
And I'm Gen Z passing.
You're there. For sure.
Yeah, you're total Gen Z passer.
Thank you. But if you go too hard, I'm going to feel like you're overcompensating.
Okay, I'll shut the.
Let me interject real quick.
Are you interrupting?
No, actually.
No, he's just interjecting.
I just needed to interject.
Interject is different than if you say I interject.
Yeah, go ahead and interject.
So we like skipped right over comedy because I talked about how I, middle of the show, had to go upstairs and find a private bathroom.
To chug beer?
Because you were sharding. Oh. Metaphorically or actually?
I literally was stinking it up on and off stage on Wednesday.
What did you eat?
Like nothing.
Do you think you were nervous?
Nervous stomach is a thing.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I had to apologize to the
bookers. But I feel like as a girl, you can fart on stage and no one will think it's you. Like I'm like, obviously it's
Hannah,
the guy sitting
there. I literally have said that so many times. No one's going to expect this like horrible, horrible fart coming out of
the
like
tiniest,
you said, so petite,
most gorgeous
petite
girls.
And little. No one's going to expect it.
If I'm not holding it in, because it will affect my performance.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's better out than in. My uncle says that.
I'm your uncle.
My uncle from Michigan says that.
Yes, I identify with your uncle.
You and my uncle from Michigan.
Honestly, we vibe.
Need to go on
no,
tour.
No, I'm very not into holding it in.
Yeah.
And
do you announce or just completely?
I am farting now.
Hold on, everyone. 1 second for me now.
I don't announce. It depends on the mood and who you're around. Honestly, like I am a very honest person. I'll fucking lie to get out of a fart in a certain situation.
Like in what way?
Like if people are like, what is that? I'll be like, that's crazy. Whoa.
I don't even know what was that, you guys.
Did I ever tell you what happened?
I don't smell it. That's a good, it hasn't come to me yet. It hasn't reached me, so it couldn't have been from me.
Did I tell the story of what happened to me in third grade computers class?
No.
Oh, this sounds like a...
It's actually... This is going to be one of those things where it's like,
trauma.
Why did I say that? It's a horrible story, but I'll tell you anyway.
But if it affected you, it's
It
important.
Did affect me pretty deeply. I was answering a question about... Something about the computer game Zumbinis, if you guys are... what? Did you fart? Did you fart?
My Kelly Clarkson Wayfair Collection chair was just kind of going ham in the mic just now. But... Like I just needed to reshift because my camo slacks were going up my ass crack like a G-string.
Yeah, okay.
So I was trying to pull them out of my ass crack, and in doing so, I made this sound.
Hey man, no worries.
Went off for like 6 seconds too long.
No worries. Let me know when I can go on with my story.
Computer.
She's talking about her childhood trauma.
Take your time.
Computer class.
Moving and grooving.
I'm about to cry.
Let's make a mental note. Need some WD-40 for the leather. Please,
okay.
Computer class. How many words
computer
per minute
class,
for you?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I was
probably
like four.
Yeah, I was going to say eight.
Could not spell.
On a good day.
Yeah. One finger.
But anyway, I was answering some sort of question in computers class, and in the middle of answering the question, I farted, like pretty loudly. And I could have just like kept talking, but I stopped what I was doing. I said, who did that?
You just gaslit the whole room.
Everyone knew it was me. It was so clear. I was at the front of the class speaking. A loud, like bubbly fart came out of me. No one said anything. And my computer teacher was like, it's okay, just go on. I said, no. I cannot go on right now. Who did that? Who did that? That this is disgusting. Who did that?
The lights turn off like it's like a murder mystery party.
You get a flashlight. Why would you do that?
And the computer teacher was like, Brooke, like it's okay.
You sick fuck.
It happens. No worries. Just keep going. I would not.
You go, my enemies are trying to sabotage my performance
like,
right
now. I would
She's
not
in a Nancy
on.
Drew like hat and magnifying glass.
Wait, I love how astute of you are as a third grader. Who did that?
Who did that?
I would not continue my train of thought. I sat back down. Could not have continued not knowing who did that.
Oh my gosh.
Not one person didn't know it was me, by the way. Like,
wait, this story's really killing me. Mm-hmm. This is really funny.
And then a similar thing happened, actually, now that you mention it. Thank you for asking. In geometry class, we were taking a test, and I was sitting next to my friend Jen, and she farted loudly. And then before the fart was even out, she goes, Brooke.
No. Okay, that's I'll end a friendship because of that. That
I
is
said,
fucked up.
Because we were sitting, it was me, her, and the boy she liked.
Wanted to sacrifice
So I had
you.
To think in that moment, am I gonna fall on the sword for Jen at this time?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
And
Whose I said,
name
Jen?
Is Janet in third grade?
Jen.
Oh. Jen, you
this
bitch.
Is ninth grade geometry.
You know you're lactose intolerant. Why do you eat that
I do
cup of ice
say.
Cream?
I will never smell a fart and start playing the investigator game. I think that's like fucked up. Like if you smell it, it's good karma to just like let that person live. That person who's like, who did it?
Right.
Who did it? Like why are you going to arrest someone?
The scariest thing in the world is the sentence, you smelt it, you dealt it.
Oh yeah, that fucked me up.
That was the beginning of gaslighting.
You're right.
That was the origin story of gaslighting.
That's why I always go, I can't smell anything. I have a sinus infection.
I have COVID.
Guess what? It's always the person that didn't smell
I haven't gotten
it that
tested,
dealt
but
it, usually.
No. I
don't
taste that fart yet, so I must have COVID.
I do have to say the people that will start like being like, who did it? It's like, why are we trying to like throw someone under the bus? Like, we all have tummy problems sometimes. Right. I'm lucky, though. I am a quiet, stealth, sulfuric farter, which some would argue is worse, but I don't have an accidental, like,
worse.
Crazy loud fart. But then when guys do it, it's hilarious.
Have you seen that girl Grace on TikTok?
Yeah.
Who?
Grace Ryder.
I love her, and she did this bit about, like, oh, this guy farted, and it was so cute and funny, but then when she did it and pooped in her pants, all of a sudden it's not so funny anymore.
There's, you know, Chelsea Lynn?
Yes.
No, but I love
hysterical.
Her.
That's the one that I always say, like, that'll make a pussy throb.
Yeah, Tammy is her character. So she has this best friend named Paige, and I stalk them. Paige is, like, this, like, hot girl who, like, loves pretend falling in front of people and, like, getting fake crazy attention. So she was making fun of baby announcements, gender reveals.
Yeah.
And she was laying on a table, butt naked, and farted out a pink fart. Like, she must have, I don't know how they did it.
Yeah,
pink
good
powder
question.
Into powder, her butt.
And she farted, and everyone was like, yay, it's a girl.
That
shit blew my mind.
Crazy.
So she can fart on command. Take
I
away.
I think she can, which I can't. And now I feel a little like.
That could jealous. Be really dangerous. That could have been a gender reveal gone so wrong.
True. They go.
Could have been like, ooh.
Like, imagine if she pooped, like, what? Okay, so what are you having?
That was baby.
What is that?
I think you
color
were just,
signified?
I think you're just full.
Yeah.
She has a period fart. You're like, what is
okay.
red?
new gender unlocked.
Like a really
so anyway,
sassy
I think
girl.
Farts can be an art form.
Yeah.
And I support women in the arts.
Women in the farts.
And that's Whoa. The title of the podcast.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Really, really good, you guys. I'm glad we got to this point. We can always move on, though.
We could even end it now if you want.
So that's a tight 24.
tight 24. It's been 24. It's amazing how that happens before we really even introduced Hannah.
Well, I said Hannah Berner has joined us. But
do we need
Hannah Berner has joined us in like a big way.
I did come in kind of hot.
Thank God. There's no other way to come in.
Like my farts.
Like the farts come in hot and so does Hannah Berner.
Thank you.
That should be your
tagline.
Tagline, yeah.
Yes.
So congrats on your freaking Netflix special.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
No, it's crazy.
How are you feeling?
It It's honestly crazy. You know when you feel like out of body? Yes. But I do have to. Oh yeah, what do you have to say?
I'm like it's a crazy thing. Here's what I have to say.
Yeah.
About your accomplishment. If I can speak on it before you do.
do you mind if he speaks on it before you
No.
If I can interject quickly.
Please mansplain my career.
If I can
me.
Interject quickly and for 3.5 minutes, I would say I think it's crazy with Netflix specials. Like, you haven't filmed it yet. So, like, you got this deal. Like, it's out that Hannah Berner has a Netflix special.
Uh-huh.
But it's not even filmed. It's not created
This
yet.
Is the crazy thing about it. I'm like, it potentially is not even coming out till September. Because I film it in March, and then you have to edit it, and then I think they don't love comedy right. specials coming out in the summer because we're all drunk in a
yeah.
pool somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Drowning.
Interesting.
So I might have to wait till the fall. So that's why when everyone got like so excited with the response, I was like, okay, well, it's not. Also, I'm like, maybe I end on top and I don't put one out because that was a pretty good.
Get your, all your likes on your announcement.
I got the likes and I'm good. No, I actually, it's one of those things where I could have filmed it earlier, but when you film a Netflix special and you put it out, that material is like burned. I wish I was a singer mm-hmm. that just had a 3-minute song that went off and then I could perform it all over. Just, you know, I'm in Tokyo, I'm whatever, yeah. I'm doing covers if
you
I
you
need
time.
You
can't really perform it again.
Once it's out, you have to start your hour from zero. And then I also, it is an art form where like it's never really done.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, I love touring this and I'd like to just, one day you just go, okay, put it out. You can literally keep cutting the fat and uh-huh. adding more bits nonstop. Uh-huh. And one day you just have to be like, it's out. So I'm like, was very patient with putting out the first special. And I do think sometimes people rush to be like, I got a Netflix special.
Yeah, right.
And actually it's my husband who's older and wiser was like, I know your ego wants to be like, let's put out a special tomorrow. And he's like, just wait until it's like the best it could possibly be.
Right.
So that's, I'm in my like patient era.
I love that. That's exactly what, like I posted one clip of like my stand-up on YouTube Shorts,
yeah.
and someone commented like a random like user 1134567 uh-huh. commented and was like, "You posted this clip of an uncooked bit that you might use at a later show."
Mm-hmm.
So like, if I am fan X, I'm gonna see this, and it's not done yet. Like,
but
keep
see,
it to yourself until it's done, or else. Like, don't do this.
And you agree with him?
I have
that one kind of changed my perspective. Okay. And that was kind of in the
I have
same
a lot of opinions. And I do love meeting you and you, mm-hmm. a comedy queen. But
one of you has BS.
I really love seeing comics come out of like different ways now because before it was very traditional.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely one of those people that was in like I've done a lot of different forms of entertainment and TikTok was a huge reason I think I got the Netflix thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would argue back then no one would post anything. And I like to post, sometimes a bit is best when you're excited about it and it's fresh.
Yeah.
So I'll post it very early because by the time it's on Netflix, it will have evolved and changed so much. But
yes.
sometimes bits are not about like necessarily how like perfectly they're done. It's like people don't remember what you say. They remember how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think if you like the clip,
yeah.
you post that shit because
that'll make it pussy throb.
Mm-hmm. The worst way to deal with social media is like being a perfectionist about it.
Yeah.
And so I do like your mindset of like, because so many comics don't want to post their stuff and then they get mad when other comics are selling more tickets. And I'm like, because they're throwing, they're putting themselves out there.
On God, Hannah.
Oh my God,
on
are
God.
You going to start posting more stuff now?
You have to.
I am such a pussy. Like, it is unreal. Like, I can't
girl,
even.
Your girl, your guy's girl. Girl's girl.
First of all, one thing about me is I'm a girl's girl.
You're girl's girl.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not what you would expect.
A traditional Hollywood
to,
right
to look it, like.
Well, you're charming.
Yeah, well, I look like a lesbian, I think is the whole thing. Like, yeah. they should have just said that.
Also, your eyebrows
lesbians
like
are hot.
Started growing.
Lesbians are
quit.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, I asked my barber
Justin
not to
Bieber
give me
looks
a
like
lesbian
a lesbian.
Haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so like, branch out.
You should fire your barber.
I love her.
It would be a girl.
But what I was going to say, my barber's a girl.
The
barber
layers, the layers.
Barbara.
My barber.
So stupid. The curtain bangs. Like.
Got me.
It's,
okay.
I love when you laugh at me. It's really sweet.
She has a smoker's laugh.
he just pukes a little.
Oh my gosh. What was I going to say?
You're saying your pussy.
The clips about my pussy and I look like a lesbian and then
Barbara. Oh, you're a pussy.
Oh, yeah,
you're
a pussy. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, so I can't post clips.
Because you're a pussy?
Why?
Well, like, I can't even rewatch. Because they film you when you do your stand-up.
I don't watch my shit.
And it's like, okay, I think I did. That was a good show. You know, you get off and it's either a good show or you have to walk into traffic. Mm-hmm. For me, that's the two mm-hmm. sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. And like the good shows, I'm like, I will watch that in 2 weeks and I'll get drunk before. So it'll be like watching game tape or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. And I still can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I...
Do you hate yourself?
I guess. Mm-hmm. But I get why like a Matt Rife would post like crowd work.
I don't. Why do you think he does that?
Because it changes every show. So like,
well, yeah. So you're posting crowd work, so you're not burning material.
Okay. Yeah.
And then people do think it's like magician when you, like, I would argue I have more fun with crowd work, and mm-hmm. I think it's way,
you're so good.
I think it's way easier than a really well developed joke, because crowd work, I'm in control. I have the mic. Mm-hmm. I've also done. Like, talk to so many people, you get like weirdly psychic where I'll see how people are sitting and I'm like, you've been together for 8 months, and it's like because you do it so often, you'll be like, that guy's a lawyer, I could just tell. And it becomes, it's, and also I'm nosy.
Uh-huh.
Like, a lot of my crowd work, it doesn't stem from like, where's the punchline here? It's like, I earnestly care about
right.
why this couple,
that's why it's good,
looks like that. And you connect mm-hmm. you have to connect yeah. with them. They know when you're just being like bringing something up just to like bash them.
I have
something.
A joke that I'm gonna put into this.
Yeah. And I also say yeah. crowd work too is patience. Like, sometimes when you sit in the awkwardness and the tension builds enough and you finally get the hit, it's like yeah. the best feeling. But yeah, that's why Matt Rife does.
Do you like
that.
Prepare your crowd work, or is it just like,
it's literally,
did you get better at it?
That is such a good question, because I actually, like, a year and a half ago, I told my husband, I was like, I want to do, I know, it's super weird that I have a husband, but anyway.
No, I'm like addicted to you saying my husband.
No, it's so off brand for me, and like, I can't talk about it.
Oh, I love it.
But I was like, how do you get good at crowd work? Because he's a comic too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you just have to do it. You just have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and try to get out of it. And I was like, so there's no like rules. There's not like a like 1-2 punch you're doing. And he's like, you just have to do it. And once you free yourself of that perfectionism and you go like, I want to be messy, I want to build my character mm-hmm. by putting myself in weird situations, then like, that's where the gold comes. It's like podcasting. You guys never plan your best moments.
Yeah.
It's when you're loose and confident, and you just make the crowd feel like calm, like, I'm gonna take care of you, just trust me. And you have to, like, I'm telling you, just do it and you'll get better. And that's the worst like advice. Like, I'm not giving you any strategy.
No, it's,
but that's
the best
how
advice.
I got good at crowd work yeah. by someone just saying, go out and mess up.
No, that is word for
and
word.
That's what you should do in life.
Yeah. Have you ever like frozen up during crowd work? Because I feel like there would be like, I would literally be like, oh, you guys have been together for long. And they'd be like, okay. And I'd be like, very cool.
No, but that's hilarious.
Very cool.
That is my crowd work right now.
But that's like the thing. That. Everyone gets, what's your biggest fear? That happening?
Mm-hmm.
That was actually funny. So if you always know, like, every now and then I'll get someone, because crowd work, let's be honest, sometimes you have a talent that's in the crowd and you're like, you have been gifted from God
right,
for me.
Right.
And they're incredible. Like, last night there were these people who didn't have sex on their wedding night, and normally it's like because they're too drunk, and these yeah. people were like, we were virgins, and I'm like, oh, thank you to the crowd work gods for giving me this.
Joke.
But sometimes they it's really the worst, and that's when you do the
right.
good chat.
Okay.
Oh, well, this was fun. You guys fucking hate me. Like, even after a bad
right.
joke, you go, oh, that's anal is where you guys cut off. Okay. Like, you just keep saying what everyone's thinking,
uh-huh.
and you're fine. It doesn't all have to be a fucking masterpiece. It's about vibes.
Oh my gosh.
You've got the vibes down to a science.
I'm trying to give you confidence.
What you just did for me.
Did I just unlock a Matt yeah. Rife 2.0?
Well, there's a lot of
you hacked the mainframe.
He's going to start taking his belt and whipping people on stage.
You're all thinking it. I just said it. Get your ass up here.
But yeah, it's relatable to also have a bad conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just about being yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
But like, I have had what Brooke just talked about, where it's like, okay, I don't have a joke for you work in finance. So actually, that's the easiest joke to make. But
also, it sometimes, yeah, like someone be like, I work in finance, and it's easy to be like, so you're a horrible person. I don't even know where that
goes.
You've got
your next joke, though. Like, that's ready to go.
Yeah, but it's not like a genius punchline. It's more about like, you have to let go of control.
Should we role play?
Oh my God.
Yeah, how about you two?
Wild.
Do that?
Okay.
do you want to try with me? I'll be like an audience member.
Wait, you're an audience member?
Okay, I'm so bad at being an audience member, but it's okay. I freeze up when I'm an audience member.
Really?
If a comic talks to me, I'm just like, because I don't know how to act. Anyway.
Yeah.
I get horrible stage fright.
Why don't you, we're two girls sitting, enjoying your show. Oh my God, he's like not Hollywood hot, but he's like cute.
It's like so charming though.
He's charming. Where's his eyebrows?
Oh.
We're doing it to him.
Hey, you two seem like you hate me. Why'd you come?
We like comedy.
Oh.
Yeah, we come here
but
often.
But again, you just became someone different. Why are you acting different?
I don't know. It happens.
Like, no, you have to be yourself.
Wait, what did I do?
You went, you put this weird voice on. You
do
were
it
like,
again. Do it again.
Okay, sorry.
Again, you're being weird.
Okay. Oh my God. Well, I'm doing a I'm on a stage in my head. Okay. You guys, you seem... Did I do it?
Oh my God, you did it.
Oh my
you
God.
You totally it was did a different voice.
It was a little better. But okay. The thing is, like, what if you felt like you were on a podcast with Brooke every time
you have
you're
to project
stage?
A little bit, though, because, like, you're...
You have a microphone.
It wasn't a projection issue.
Okay.
It wasn't a matter of projection.
Is it an issue?
She's
no,
dialed
no,
in.
No,
no. Dialed in.
To go again. Because now I'm really into this.
We've become his Ukrainian gymnastics coach. We're like, do it again. Again. I'm turned on.
You guys both look Jewish. Where was your stance?
Okay.
On bagels.
I look Jewish?
Yeah, what about me looks Jewish to you? Tell me in detail.
Your zest for life that I can tell you have. And your eyebrows.
Wait, can I give you a...
Yes.
You got to start with questions.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
You don't just start assuming people's culture.
You can't just start assuming religion right off the bat.
That's crazy.
Hey, you look.
That was crazy.
Hey, Jews.
That was insane.
So you're Jewish.
Because think about it. Crowd work is a conversation. If you're on a first date and you just go, hey, Jew.
Connor, you've been doing this for a while.
But I do think it's, okay, so I did like cold calling sales back in the day.
Me too.
I think it's a good pipeline because it's...
It's a great pipeline.
It's mental terrorism. But they say with sales, you don't just go, let me convince you to buy this.
Yeah.
You say, what
hey,
do you...
Jew.
Yeah. You don't go, Jew, do you look like you want this? You go, what are you looking for? And they'll be like, oh, I need this in my business. And I go, that's crazy because what I have will give you what you want.
With a question.
So you start with a question and you keep asking until you get set up for something. And that's kind of like the basis of it.
Whoa, ask us a question.
Are you guys Jewish?
that's actually because now who knows?
Oh my gosh,
go.
Right. It actually opened up.
Because I'm about to say, hey, I'm actually half Italian and I have some Jewish blood in me. I'm kind of, it's like a New Yorker thing.
Yeah, it's Ashkenazi, but yeah, I get it. I get it. Okay. Oh my gosh. Even when I asked you that question, like my head was like, I could go anywhere with this.
So then I responded with like, I'm half Italian, half this.
Yeah.
So then from there, you could go talk about Italian food. You could. So that's why if you're always talking about what job do you do? Yeah, you run out of shit. But if you ask a question, you don't know what they're going to give you. And that's how you actually start writing new bits because it's hard to write and just sit and be like, what's funny? But if you have a crowd in front of you, you're like, fuck, and you make them laugh and someone brings up Italian food and you make a silly like meatball joke, you're like, oh, that's actually a good bit. So it's all like,
oh my God,
it's all just
it's
a mess.
Chilling.
It's a very messy, non-perfectionist social experiment for mentally ill people.
But for mentally ill, let's emphasize that. I also think that like, you just have to, what you said earlier, way earlier was you have to go out and freaking do it.
And also have some confidence in like your personality. Like both you and Brooke are naturally funny people. So like even how I like ask people questions, people just laugh when I'll just make a face and they'll start laughing.
Yeah.
But it's if you're trying to be an AI comedian doing crowd work, that's not funny.
Right.
How you like even how you were like, so you guys Jewish? That was cute. That was funny. That was you were a little nervous. Even saying something happens in your head like, oh, I get nervous talking to girls sometimes. That's hilarious. Lean into your like most honest thoughts because honesty's funny.
Have you considered charging people a lot of money?
Oh, I'm Venmoing him after this for sure.
I'll pay you.
Like
money.
This is a masterclass.
I think a lot of especially women get really intimidated by stand up comedy, and a lot of women don't break into it because. It's hard to like late at night go to these clubs, the bunch of Connors drunk, and you're just like, why am I here? So like, if and there's women are so fucking funny, and the internet has let like meme pages and podcasts, right, women show their comedy in other forms. And I really think like there's a lot of stand-up comics that can come out of the internet worlds that have been like intimidated by it. And sometimes I'm lucky in New York, I had a lot of like really hardcore stand-ups like sit me down and be like, if you want to do this right way, this is it. And they make it kind of intimidating.
What did they say was it?
Well, it's very like, you got to get stage time.
Yeah.
And you got to
go out.
You really just got to get stage time.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to sell tickets. So I went on the road pretty early, like with 35 minutes and a Q&A. Mm-hmm. And then you force yourself to get an hour. Because it's very easy to in your head be like, I'm not ready for an hour. But you put a couple stories together, and next thing you know.
It becomes an hour. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So there aren't any rules in stand-up. So you could either like paralyze yourself and not do it, or be like completely delusional queen and just like go for it.
Hey guys, this podcast episode is low-key kind of brought to you by Flying Embers. My drink is now available. The Spicy Lime Margarita X Fibula collab is live in 44 of 50 states. Now, if someone was to ask me, tell me the 44 states, I can't. But go ahead and give it a shot. Flying Embers. Honor what?
How exciting.
Thanks. You've tasted it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. That being said, gird your loins. Like, don't tread lightly into this dark night. That's what I'll say, because it is strong.
Is it 8%?
10.
It's 10%.
At this time, we're doing 10. And
it is 10%.
Like my drink has hands. It's like kind of like square up. So it's available. Go check it out. I'm going to have a link somewhere. Check my bio if you feel like it. Check under your seat. Everyone's getting a link in bio.
Yay.
Check it out. Thanks, Flying Embers. Love ya. As a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was intimidating for me to reach out into the space.
Yeah, but you did it.
But I did it. But I'm not there yet. Like, I think an hour is still intimidating to me.
What's your longest set been?
Probably 40 minutes.
That's good.
That's an hour.
You can tour with that.
With crowd work.
Yeah. Like, he's like, with 35 minutes of crowd work.
Yeah, that's an hour.
Of me just asking one question and moving on.
You Jewish? Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish?
And that's the whole 40 minutes.
Yeah. No,
just
no,
a Jewish
we got
TED
one.
Talk.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
I'm
it's an exciting
for you.
You know who told me you need to go out and do it? And he literally said that word for word in a mean way was Tim Dillon.
Well, that's the only way Tim Dillon talks. And that means he likes you.
Well, exactly.
What did he say?
I think he said like, come do this show. And I was like, I am not ready to do that. I'm still writing a bunch of stuff and I'm reading Jerry Seinfeld's book and
he came up
Tina
with 400
Fey's book.
And like, and my tummy hurts.
Like book. Tom Segura's book. I'm like, and he's like, stop fucking reading the books. Go out and get and fucking do it.
If you could become a good stand-up just by reading books, there'd be so many good stand-ups.
Oh my gosh. It's like, think about tennis. You play tennis a lot.
Yeah.
You can't
read a book or watch a YouTube
read
video.
Read a bunch of books about tennis and then go out and even make a serve.
And it's also like, comedy is hard for everyone.
You can't serve looks just by reading books.
Actually, I recently said this quote somewhere, but I have to say it again. Colin Quinn, who's like a very famous comedian, talked about why comedy is hard compared to like music, where musicians, even if they mess up with like their instrument or singing, you're still like, well, I can't play an instrument. I can't sing.
Yeah.
But if someone goes up and is not funny on stage, everyone's like, I could fucking do that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It is like that harder pressure, but like everyone, it's just about like you having that little confidence and a little delusion. And the fact that Tim wanted to put you on stage, fucking take that.
I know. It's cool.
Yeah. It's cool.
I just felt my nipple just now. Like, or I was trying to feel my nipple. And then I realized that this morning when I took my dog on a walk, this man stopped me and was like, teach your dog a little something about the universe. And
is this Scientology?
I haven't even opened this book yet.
Heading that way, it looks
and it
like.
Says, "Time is consciousness."
This is the most LA shit I've ever heard.
No belief systems, no BS.
Oh,
why do you always accept that stuff? You know, you can just say, "I'm good, thank you." Keep going. Keep walking.
I can't.
It's content.
I can't at this point. Like, it's like, thank you so much.
Right.
Oh my god.
What's your Venmo?
Wait, is he saying your dog, he can like...
I think it's like very Scientology-esque. Mm-hmm. Like it feels that way. Chance favors the ready mind, which is what we've always said.
Mm-hmm. Wait, let's unpack that.
He has a tattoo
Chance
on his
favors
arm.
The ready mind.
Yeah. Questions?
Yeah.
That's basically what I've been talking about the whole time.
Chance favors the ready mind. I mean, that's crowd work.
Yeah, if you're putting yourself out there, the chance will happen for the crowd work clip to happen, and then you blow up.
Okay, and God at work in the studio right now. I'm going to open another random page.
I love how he's bragging that he can read.
The fact remains, it's best to be flowing with zero time, remembering that timing is in the driver's seat at all times.
What if you don't have a driver's
license? Am I stupid, or is
that... I didn't catch that one either.
Do that for me one more time.
I wasn't able to clock that one.
I actually spaced out. I fell
asleep. Thinking about lunch?
Yeah. The fact none of us interrupted, we did not hear that.
That was a long sentence. The fact remains, it's best to be flowing with zero time. To be flowing is... I'm losing it.
To be flowing with...
With
it's
zero
quite
time.
It's wordy. It's very wordy.
Sometimes things just don't make sense.
Yeah, I'm changing the...
Yeah.
Subject.
Should we go to some advice?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you
this guy needs to go to jail.
Okay.
I'm serious.
You think he wrote that?
It's hard to say. It's by Edmund Cohen.
I think you just put a spell on us.
Do you think you could have met the Edmund Cohen?
I don't feel comfortable anymore.
No. Okay, Hannah, we had people write in to ask for advice.
Oh.
Because usually we're not like awesome at giving people advice.
You are.
But we figured because you're wiser, not so much older, but wiser, you would be really good at it.
Oh my God.
So we asked for like juicy stuff.
Oh yeah.
Because we got a lot of like my roommate left like a dirty dish in the plate.
Yeah.
Dirty dish in the sink, rather.
Just
didn't do the dishes. Yeah. And then we're left doing that every single time.
How do I approach? And it's like, just like fucking move out.
It's post-its, obviously.
Break up with him.
I'm always telling. So I'm like, easy. Divorce, break up,
steal.
Kidnap.
Okay, here's a good one. I think. Oh, this is good because it's like age gappy. My neighbor, 58-year-old male, has confided in me, 22-year-old female, that he's cheating on his wife. Oh wait, this doesn't really have anything to do with an age gap, but stay with me.
Yes.
And 56-year-old female is the wife. Okay,
I'm not. They're actually so
the husband and the wife are actually the same age.
Yeah,
love that.
But the girl writing, 22-year-old female.
They're cute.
Why is he talking to her?
Okay, so he's cheating on his wife with the real estate agent, who is in her late 30s. Okay, they're all very close family friends, and they're about to sell their current home and buy a new house together, where they plan to retire together. Do I tell his wife?
No.
Mm-mm.
You don't think?
I'm out. I'm staying in my lane. 2024, staying in my lane. Because also, you don't know if she knows. Like, this might be part of a thing. Also, it's like, yeah, what do you think?
I agree. Word for word.
We both were like, meow. We don't like confrontation. Meow.
I feel like I would want to know.
You would want to know, but like, do you want to hear
it from
your
22-year-old
neighbor? Like, why is your husband even talking to her?
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Also, they've been together for a long time. He's probably cheated before. These are like, people do patterns.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things where like, you're not necessarily a hero for doing it.
Yeah, what do you gain by telling this woman, 56-year-old woman who has gone through so much more life?
Right.
By the way, your husband is fucking the realtor.
Well, I think it's just like, I don't know if I would feel guilty. Well, is it just about like relieving yourself of guilt, or do you think?
Well, you know what? Again, that's about you.
Yeah, it is.
Like you telling them is making it about you, and it's again like the whole situation is just not about you. I do think if she confided in you and is like, "Hey, I'm worried," you go, "Look, I have to tell you this." But don't go out of your way to like.
They might be freaks.
They might.
I might want my 22-year-old neighbor to tell me honestly.
That would break your spirit, Brooke.
It would. But I'd rather have my spirit be broken and then live a life with a full spirit.
Also, why is he telling people? It's like he wants her to find out. Almost like, I mean, I've
right.
It's very, it's interesting. I mean, honestly,
it's
saucy,
a lot
spicy.
Desire. Not much to write home about at this time. But I don't know. I wouldn't say anything only because it's not my place to go to. And also, if the guy is like confiding in you and he trusts you, he's it's like, only a couple steps anyone. Away from killing you as well.
Interesting.
So ooh. Like, oh
I didn't
my gosh.
Think it was going in that specific direction.
I could bring it that way.
Okay.
As a man, that's mm-hmm. where they go with their head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do like that you're protecting women.
Yeah, it's just like, that's go. My whole thing. My yeah. whole MO is just
like being safe. Girl. Yeah, making them feel safe.
Yeah, as a girl's girl.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Okay, this one is just like really something else. Okay, we're in college and a bunch of us went to a music festival in my friend's small town this summer. One of the guys got deliriously drunk, broke the shower off the wall, and then proceeded to take a shit in her garden. Not the best. He gets really embarrassed if anybody jokes about it, but he hasn't paid her back for the broken shower. Now she isn't sure how to bring it up, but also high-key needs the money back because her parents are fuming. Any advice would be much appreciated.
How did you break a shower?
How strong are you?
Right.
What part broke?
The thing, the shower.
The shower head.
The shower, shower head.
I'm assuming he just like ripped it off of the wall. Maybe he was trying to hang on it. Because that could have been fun.
Wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a moment where you, like the girl has to be right. like, hey, like, I love you. You're so fun. My parents.
Right.
I need the money.
I think you don't need to worry about hurting his feelings.
No, because he'll probably feel better if he pays you back. Also, sometimes people get weird where they don't know that you want them to pay them back.
And like, he probably isn't wanting to bring it up just due to him not ever wanting to speak about it again.
Yeah. So oh he's gosh, not going to bring it up.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Was that you last night at the club just breaking people's showers?
Oh, no. I
showers?
Was boot scooting boogie last night. Like, I was country mode.
Oh, you saying, were shitting in the garden mode?
Shitting in the garden is not hurting anyone.
That sounds romantic.
Well, no. She has no issues with the shitting in the garden.
The secret garden. Like,
it's just the shower.
Also, the
secret
fact she has garden. A garden is
yeah,
quite
yeah, that's
nice.
Pretty.
Yeah, okay. You have a garden, but you can't afford to fix your shower.
I don't think means that she's like rich if she has a garden
in
like
New
if
York
dirt
that's
and flowers.
Insane.
If it's big enough for him to make himself at home in, I feel like
is this one of those things too, could you just like send a Venmo and be like showerhead
right
Jolie showerhead.
Right, just request
Jolene have
Jolie,
a 50 coat.
Jolie,
I think you really just need to
Jolie.
Ask for the money.
Ask for the money.
Ask for the like
for
period.
Sure ask okay, for the money wait, you're not in the wrong
guys,
yeah
I want to be very clear that Hannah, we asked for juicy stories.
That was the juiciest one, by the way.
I got a couple, too. But, like, I wanted someone, like, I saw my neighbor murder someone, and, like...
I love how
murders.
You guys are so mad there's no murders. You're like,
we don't
come on,
have
guys,
any murders.
Step up your fucking game.
We kill someone.
Pooping in the garden.
We're gonna get, like, racketeering, like, lawsuit against us. Okay. I'm interviewing... I didn't read these. I'm interviewing for a company, and right. the first email I got is from a guy I made out with approximately 4 years ago. What's the protocol here? He follows me on Instagram. I unfollowed him years ago, respectfully, when he got a girlfriend, Queen. Does he remember? Do I say we've met? May I add, he's the founder of the company.
Is he the one that he's the one that reached out for an interview? He wanted to interview
I
her?
I guess that's unclear. I'm interviewing for a company, so I'll be gone.
Look, I don't know what the kids are up to, but I feel like making out is like a hug, especially if it's uh-huh. drunk. Like, it's not too invasive.
Right.
I feel like maybe that make out was for a reason, that now you have, everything's about point. Connections, right?
Yeah.
And if you're not a Nepo baby, this might be your connection that you need to get into the industry.
I also don't think it's a bad thing to be like, oh, we've met.
Also joke about it. It's so funny to be like, remember that horrible kiss we had 4 years ago? Thank God we're so much better
that'll
in
yeah.
the
job.
Environment.
Well, so she has the power.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
In this situation, being like, I don't care about that makeout. I need this job. Like, whatever. Like,
if it's a one-night stand, that's a little different. If uh-huh. he went in the V, but I feel
right.
like a makeout,
I don't
it's
think
if
he went
funny.
In the V in this circumstance.
So, I mean,
no.
if you're,
I think it was just
she's interviewing to be this 58-year-old's real estate agent.
Yeah.
It's all about this 58-year-old trying to fuck people.
It's like every
welcome back to
it's
him.
Like there's this 58-year-old that like.
But also, it is
with.
Creepy. Like out of all the people in the world, why is he reaching out to the one girl he
right,
made out
the
22 with 4 years ago?
Oh my gosh, these are key pieces of a story that like we need if we're gonna give you advice. I would say take the job, take him for all he has, and then worst case scenario, you can be like, you made out with me. 4 years ago. You can't fire me. You made out with me. Like, that puts you in, like, a
so
powerful
So you think
position.
She should bring it up?
She is not in a position where like nothing, like the kiss is not going to come back and bite her ass.
Right. No.
I just wonder, is she like a big time like PR girl or like why was he specifically reaching out to her?
Yeah, you're right.
Because you don't want to be in a creepy situation.
Yeah, that's true. I'm feeling like she's gotten like a second or third interview and this is, he's higher up in the company, so he's doing the later interviews.
Here's the thing, if you've been single for a while in a city, most of the men you've made out with in that city.
I think you say, oh, I think we've met.
With tongue.
And then see,
my
what,
tongue has met your
see
tongue.
What he says and then it's in God's hands.
You have to let go and let God.
Yeah.
Everything we answer, we go, God's speak hands. To God about it.
God's hands.
God will know.
Oh, Connor, tell everyone about the BNC Art Contest, won't you?
Hi, all. We're doing something fun on the BNC MAP Instagram. We're having an art contest. Yes. The submission window for the art contest is January 26th through February 9th.
We posted all the rules on our Instagram last week, but here are the logistics. Take a pic of your art.
Post.
Post it on your IG grid and tag
BNCMAP. Art can be any medium. Think.
Crochet.
Painting.
Sculpture.
Whatever.
Get creative with it. This one's kind of good. A little.
I love how judgy you guys are of them. You rate them. You go, this is a 6.
So my son's father has had a girlfriend for 1 month and she's already trying
Wait, I'm so sorry. My son's father?
Yes. Her baby daddy.
Her baby daddy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
My son's father has had a girlfriend for 1 month and she's already trying to get him to call her stepmommy. Getting in his face saying, who's your stepmommy? Do you see stepmommy? She even put it in her Instagram bio.
Oh, no.
Wait, for 1 month?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 1 month.
No.
Is that he month. A 56-year-old man? Is she a realtor?
No.
Please keep in mind my son is 5 months old and cannot speak. Also, she's not legally allowed to be alone with him because of her criminal record. Okay, this is more than a 6. This is more than a 6.
I thought you were talking about the baby for a second. I was like, what did that baby do?
Oh, no, stepmommy.
Theft.
Anywho, is there any way I can tell her and my ex that they are insane and need therapy without starting a fight? How do I not go insane myself? I don't think you have to be worried about hurting their feelings in this moment. Pop off. Remove your son from the situation ASAP as possible.
I seriously think that she needs to grab him and leave the country.
I don't think it's unreasonable for you to be like, I'm not like in love with my son being around this woman who can't even be alone with him, who's insisting that my son who can't speak call her stepmommy. That's not
unmarried, right?
They've been dating for 1 month.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not unreasonable for you to be like, let's wait until you've been dating at least like a year.
Let's hold off on nicknames right now.
This reminds me of like those guys who will like visit one weekend a place and then put it in their Instagram bio.
Yeah.
Like New York, mm-hmm. Texas,
Miami,
Dubai, world traveler. And I'm like, you had a like layover in Dubai once.
Right.
So yeah, that's mental illness. And then you don't want to start a fight telling him like, hey, can you tell her not to say that? Because then he'll go to her and be like, she's talking about you.
Right.
So it's kind of like take the baby and run.
Right.
I usually think the most painless thing about this thing is to take him, the son, and leave the country. I'm serious.
But like, then why does Canada, she have to leave the country?
Canada is not
life.
That different from the United States.
That's a
States.
Lot of admin,
Why
though?
Should she have to why uproot her she? Life
yeah.
for stepmommy?
Because obviously stepmommy has a criminal record and isn't afraid to kill again.
We don't know that she's a killer. You're always going to kill her.
I hate this, but like they have to get legal stuff involved. I know it's a lot of papers and emails, which is why I avoid that stuff.
Right.
But like she sounds like she could legally get the girl to not be able to see her kid.
Right.
And like the stepmommy thing is
like
wild.
If you DM'd this to a judge, they would no doubt they would no doubt be on your side.
If you Snapchatted a judge.
The fact that a judge could have like an awesome podcast.
A judge now that I'm has thinking the tea. It,
the judge would be like, well, legally speaking, queen, you need to go to Canada
we
with your baby.
We should get a judge on.
Oh my
judge
gosh,
Judy.
We should have a judge.
If you got Judge Judy, I die.
Judge Judy Shineland is
my everything.
Wait, do you know that her net worth is like $46 million?
Yeah, we've spoken
million
about this like on 18 different occasions.
That's what you keep your head down,
yeah,
says.
Yeah.
She's not out here on private LA planes.
She has been in a happy marriage for like 70 years.
You don't see Judge Judy on a Tarte trip.
On a what?
Tarte trip?
Judge
Judy.
But
maybe we should.
I would... Like, that's the content I would watch.
Yeah.
She starts doing Get Ready With Me. Get ready with me to separate a family.
Oh my God, Tarte. You're welcome. Free PR.
Oh my gosh, free fucking idea.
This is
idea.
Better than Michael Cera,
Sarah. Judge Judy shakes some ass, yeah, in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And then separate a family immediately following.
She goes, hey, my room is like a lot smaller than the other influencers' room, so I'm kind of annoyed. And I'm actually going to sue
everyone.
I'm a little
pissed off right now.
So Tarte I'm going to sue everyone.
Tarte is fucking ageist.
Okay, last one. And here's another one where someone's 31, someone's 19, and someone's 20.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, we're doing triplets right now?
What?
Three people.
Okay. Three people does not a triplet make. Trio.
Trio.
Thruple.
Thruple.
Okay, my coworker.
Thruples are really in right now, I'm finding.
Oh, God, yeah. My coworker. My coworker is 31. I'm 19. I turn 20 soon, but still. Okay, so you're 19.
All right.
He claims he is genuinely in love with me. I lost my virginity to him.
I'm so sorry. Can you start from the beginning?
My coworker is 31. I am 19.
I'm almost 20. Okay.
I gotcha. Am almost 20.
And he's a 56-year-old man.
He is 31.
31.
He claims he is genuinely in love with me. Lost my virginity to him. Don't know how I feel about it. Got caught up in the moment. Hmm. We have been friends and working together for about 2 years.
I need to know this job.
For the first year that I knew him, he was married.
Oh.
It was never a good marriage.
That's what they always say.
Oh, okay. But he would make slight moves or say risky things when he was married. He's now divorced, and anything intimate didn't happen until he got divorced. Half of my friends support it. Dump them, by the way. Half of my friends hate him and want him dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to feel about it. 12-year age gap is crazy, but he knows me better than most and loves me. But my mom would kill me if I ever brought the idea up. And yeah, so awesome.
She hates that man.
If you're young enough to be saying, oh, my mom is gonna kill me,
yeah,
this is probably not a situation that you should be in.
That's so true. Also, she literally said, he said he loves me and I don't know how I feel about it. That's
right.
Your answer.
That's your answer,
period.
Also, I'm all for an age gap, but I feel like when you're 18,
yeah,
that's when I'm not for it.
So not to make this about me,
yeah,
but I am in an age gap relationship,
right.
I'm 32, my husband's 47, and I always say, I tell girls, like, I love an older man. They're mm-hmm. tired. They're, like, not going to cheat on you. They're asleep. When you're in your early 20s.
Years.
Yeah. But when you're in your early 20s, like, that's, like, your brain is forming.
Right.
You're learning about who you are. Like, early 20s, you can actually, there's, like, more of a power dynamic where, like, I'm in a
right.
place where, like,
yeah.
I'm financially stable. My brain's fully formed to
right.
an extent. So
she's
I don't.
She's 6 years away from a fully formed brain.
Not there yet to be with an, like, I
right.
love when you're like 27, that's when you start getting in the 30s,
uh-huh.
maybe dabble
yeah.
in the 40s.
Yeah.
But when you're too young, like, they really can, like, tell, they can manipulate you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's age gap negative connotation.
Yeah.
Facts
on God.
Wait, so this is her yep. coworker?
This is it seeming to be more of like a boss figure. Hold on, let me reread. Coworker.
But this is the thing. Where is a 19-year-old and a 30-year-old working? Like, that's what I want to know. Is it like a Kinko's?
Because yeah. she's either in college.
I'm envisioning
right.
Kinko's.
So yeah,
feels Kinko's-esque. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although they have been working there for a while.
Maybe
how do you
so
know?
It's like
a bar.
Maybe
it could
a bar.
Be bar, restaurant, Subway.
Oh my gosh, it could be a Subway.
It could be a
Subway. How smelly would the sex be in a Subway?
It would just smell like
it's making me
weird
feel a
ham.
Little sick. It's making me feel a little sick.
It just smells like weird ham.
That
and then she ended this with, please feel free to call me if you have any more questions.
Say what?
She ended this with, please feel free to call me if you have any more questions.
Okay, bring her
okay,
up.
Okay, I don't have any more questions. You've given me enough to tell you.
We're done.
It's
don't.
Not. It's
I'm
not
over this
out.
Man.
It's not working out.
Also, if you're half your friends hate him, that's way
that's
more than enough friends.
Right.
Half.
And I don't care if it's two
and
friends.
I'm concerned about the friends that don't hate him. To be friends.
19,
I think
like you should be like going to the mall and like right. making out at a Cinnabon.
Yeah, he took her virginity so she can kind of think like he gets
Wait,
me.
I missed that.
Yeah, and I don't like. Oh God,
Wait,
yeah.
Was that in the original
took her virginity
story?
And she's like,
and
he
then
gets
she was like,
me.
I don't
Wait,
know, I don't
what?
Know how I feel about it. I just got caught up in the moment. If that's what you're
Wait,
saying
when did,
about losing
when did
your virginity,
when did you say that he took her?
Like second sentence.
Also, losing your virginity to someone is a trauma bond. Like, that shit for girls is not fun.
Right.
So, like, you're just like, he's been through a lot with me. It's like, no, he broke
your
hymen
and it
sucks.
Oh, she's obsessed.
And
she needs to get laid
again.
Yeah, meet a guy with, yeah.
No. Not that I'm giving advice. Especially
he knows me better than most.
More sex. But
she said he knows me better than most.
But that's not even romantic.
No, that's actually
he knows me better than some people.
Yeah.
Most people.
Everyone.
Of all the people in the world, he's one of them that knows me. That's not a reason.
Right. I'm needing you to walk away.
I love his laugh track.
ASAP.
I need to bring him
it's
everywhere.
Good.
It's so good. It actually helps
ASAP is possible.
Most of our jokes. Like.
No, I hate him.
Okay.
Also, I feel like dating when you're 19 is about research. So it's like, even if you like someone, you're like, I'm not going to marry him.
Right.
Let's do more research. Let's research. Let's
yeah.
Research.
Go do some more research.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have.
I had one.
Okay. Give it to us.
It's not even advice. I just had a thought earlier today.
Okay.
I was walking around with my damn dog because he got out again today.
Get a fence.
Yeah. Just get a fence.
Yeah.
Like everybody's saying it.
Yeah. Everyone's been saying
what
it.
What kind of dog is it?
Everyone's talking about me getting a fence. He's a mutt as hell. And I love him to death. Mm-hmm. He is.
And he can't be managed.
In any way at all. Like for me, like when he got out, I was like, oh, he's going to work. Like in my head, I was like, "Oh, he has like
have
stuff,
a good day at the office,
shit
Matt.
To
like,
do,
stuff he has to go do." Like, I'm like, I don't want to like, get in his business, you know. But like, I was like, "Wait, no, mm-hmm. he actually can't." That's why I air tagged his ass. But I was like, "Oh my gosh,
what was he doing?"
Oh my god, were you able to track him?
Yeah.
Via air tag. That's it's fun.
Like, every time I leave my house now, it says Max has been left behind. It's so sad. Okay, but I was walking around and I was on TikTok, and there was something that like. I watched somebody's video and it like seemed a little shady and I was like, remember, you guys remember subtweeting?
Yeah.
Do you remember subtweeting?
I'm sure you can see this, but I used to subtweet every day, 16 times a day, minimum, same person.
Wait. What do you mean?
What's it?
Just my crush. My whole Twitter account was just subtweeting.
Yeah.
Him.
Was it? I wish you could see me.
It was
for
kind
who
of
I
like
am.
If we were a movie, like you'd be the right guy. Oh. Like every
yeah,
just, like lyrics,
yeah,
and also like can't believe he's treating me this way. Yeah. Like
just heartbreak,
heartbreak, heartbreak.
Did he follow you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he would.
He would like it.
Respond
and say
sorry. I was okay. Like sick in the head.
Well, that's like not subtweeting.
Mm-hmm.
You're just.
And then
right,
go,
I was more so just texting
he,
him.
When you're mad, and then he just says sorry, and then he responds again. Wait, do you guys remember AIM, AIM?
Of course.
That shit, you put your away message, that was dramatic as fuck. People would be like, in my darkest hour, and they're like fourth grade.
Remember the songs, like when you would log on or someone would log on yeah. and your crush logged on?
The
and
door.
Specific, like their specific sound played.
Oh my God, the dopamine
rush.
Hit I
what
would
a
get.
Rush.
Or like when the door would open like, and
oh,
you're like, let's
the
fuck.
Door.
But I'd get so nervous. I'd be like, this is your time to shine. This is your time to shine. How long do you wait? That was mental warfare.
No,
the fact
that like people do not know that feeling
the high.
Is so true. Mm-hmm. Like getting on AIM
yeah.
and seeing the green dot.
The green dot.
I'm going to quit.
And also we all did it. Like you knew like, okay, like John is going to be there like after practice.
After
he'll be
practice.
By 6. It actually is so much more fun because nowadays when he's not texting you, it's like he has his phone and has decided not to text you.
Oh,
but if you're on AIM, you're like, he's clearly busy. He's not on AIM. He can't message me.
Oh my gosh.
I would do anything to get it back.
Yeah.
Woo!
We did that with Facebook
I'm
messages too a little.
Now.
Yeah, it was hot. It was hot.
Oh my gosh, that is such a good thing. But I was just thinking today, like, there is nothing more loser. Sorry that you already had admitted
no,
that you did it all the time. But there is, like, because I was going to say this before you said that you
sure.
were admittedly a subtweeter.
Sure.
There's nothing, just like white flag loser behavior is being like, But not like I like
it's
you.
It's interesting that you're still moving forward with deciding to say this.
You could have turned.
I have to get my whole thought out.
Yeah. Wait,
but it's more like.
Since when have you ever done that before?
Totally.
I don't think he's going to. Well,
I'm not stopping.
Call? Okay, go
no,
off.
My whole thing, it's
go
not
off,
like,
girls, girl.
We support women in the arts.
I do. I love it. That being said, I was more talking about subtweeting in the sense of like you're in a fight with someone.
Oh.
Not like I have a crush. And like the fighting tweets when you're like, are you like, who's this about type thing? That is genuinely like you lost the fight if you're subtweeting about it.
I feel like people still do that with like Instagram posts where the bomb will be like, I'm going to stay focused. Even though my haters are coming for me. And it's like a thirst trap. And
who
it's like,
are your ops?
It's like, who hurt you? It's like, my enemies are always going to be out to get me, but I'm going to keep my head above it. And I'm like, what happened?
You just gained one new enemy, by the way. Me.
Yeah.
On like, from seeing this and having to read it.
I saw someone write a whole paragraph recently. And it's like a celebrity who's definitely like doing incredible. And I sent to my friend, I'm like, what could possibly have happened to this man? That he's like, I got to rise above it. And yeah, it's so funny. Because who is that one person that like skipped you in line at like a Walmart that you're subtweeting
right
about. Okay. Subtweets will always be a part of it.
What?
No, that's fun and cute.
Well, I do think you make a good point, because I've never like read a sub caption and been like, this is cool.
People do Instagram stories too. Like when you're posting Instagram quotes in your Instagram stories, you know someone's going through a dark time. You text your friend, you go, babe, are you good?
Give me your password.
Pinterest quotes,
or the close friends, it's like, ugh, don't hit me up tonight. No one was going to. Like, I think that's probably why you're putting that
Selena Gomez
story.
Social media breaks.
I'm getting offline for 12 minutes.
I just need to announce that I'm online and I'm not going to be online for 2 minutes, but I'll be back online in 2 minutes. I actually have a really dramatic background on my phone that I've kept from a long time.
Oh my God.
Like,
tell us about
it. I'll be hanging with people and they'll be like, you good? And I'm like, what? And they're like, the background of your phone is so fucking. I was going through a dark time. And it's also, this is so.
Oh, it's a quote.
It's a quote. It's literally a Pinterest thing about Leos, because I'm a Leo.
Uh-huh.
It goes, Leo. So embarrassing. This growth may not be easy, but just keep trusting it. Just keep breathing through it. It's guiding you somewhere worth going.
Okay.
Oh.
And I just.
First of all, true.
I kept it for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I just, then I get superstitious where I'm like, if I cheat, I get weird. But like, that's just always what it is. And people are like, you good? And I'm like, I was not good for a weekend.
See,
that's when I
like that is one of those quotes where it's like, I can make that fit into any situation that I need it to.
And I was like, it's for me, for Leo.
Like when I got stopped at a red light, I would have read that. I would have been like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because the growth is worth every penny.
Exactly.
It's building character. But it was like one of those things where like when you get dark and if I'm going to look at my phone, it's like a little bit hopeful. You just need a little hope sometimes. But it's not towards anyone. It's
how
actually,
often do you
I subtweeted
that?
Myself.
Yeah.
Like I was like, hey, hater bitch.
Right.
Stop being negative.
Yeah.
Let's be positive.
I'm gonna have female empowerment.
I think subtweeting yourself is a good thing to do on your own terms. And you don't have to put it out. Like if I posted that on my Insta story, people would be like, oh my God. Because you want people to be like, are you okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't need that.
I have gotten like 12 of the like, hey, Instagram's reaching out because people are saying that we need to check on you. Like recently I've gotten
who's
like
people
when you get reported for like not being okay. Have you gotten that?
What are
who's,
you talking
who's
about?
Instagram
you?
Will reach out. I'll get a notification. It's like Instagram's reaching out to like,
is it because you're like scrolling too much?
Resources.
Oh, I haven't gotten resources.
Are you watching certain videos that are like shown to
no, I think it's like when someone said that I was chewing with my mouth open on a video. I was like, sorry, should I kill myself?
That'll do it, Connor.
Yeah.
Right. Well, like,
words.
I'm not going to do it.
But Instagram doesn't know your heart.
Instagram are being sarcastic.
Well, no, I guess like you get a certain amount of reports on like self-help.
You can only
self-help.
Threaten suicide so many times.
Right.
I love how Instagram's like, this will save them.
Yeah, this will do it.
This automated response will be there.
That's like literally opening a Snapple lid and being like, don't kill yourself. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God. Yay. Okay.
No, I listened to my mom. I didn't agree. My friends. But Instagram will do it.
Yep.
Thank
you, Instagram.
Thank you.
Well, Hannah Berner, I didn't look at the time, and it's been we're holding you hostage.
We are.
You're about to get Stockholm syndrome.
No, this was so much fun. Thank you guys for having me. Your podcast is so fucking funny. And I've been stalking you guys for a while. You're great personalities.
Oh, you are the greatest.
And I love your chemistry together.
That means the world.
No, I really love you guys.
True hero.
I wish you could see my DMs with Hannah. It is a is constant. Scary? Hey, like with love, blah, blah, blah. And obviously, Hannah Burner has other stuff going on.
That's crazy because I actually pride myself on being good at DMs. You know what it is?
You respond every time, okay, but I'm good. Like, whatever. But not in a bad way, whatever. Like,
I respond and go, how did you get this number?
Yeah. Love Giggly Squad.
Thank you.
Love Paige.
Oh, she needs to come on.
Send our love.
I would love that.
I would love you guys.
And congrats on your freaking Netflix special.
That is not out.
Seriously.
And hasn't even been made. Thank you.
And it's filming in Philly.
It's filming in Philly. It's where I'm from.
The Philly
at the
girls.
Fillmore.
Yes, the Philly
Which
girls
is,
are
like,
my shit.
The Fillmore is insane. The fact that you're filming there.
Because you have to pick like a place, and I'm from New York, and I just feel like the East Coast girls are loud, they're smart, they're like cunty. And I hadn't performed there in a while, and I was like, hold Philly for the special.
Wow.
And I'm very excited.
I'm really, really excited about
that.
Thank you. On behalf of Philadelphia, we welcome you.
Where are you
Thank
from?
You. This, I'm from.
This isn't a good question.
I'm from.
and to end, where are you from?
Who are you? I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
You're from Brooklyn?
I'm from Park Slope.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm from Park Slope, Brooklyn. And I don't spend a lot of time in LA because I am a New York City rat,
right.
I was saying. But I whenever I go, I love it because I feel like I'm in Hollywood.
Welcome
I guess
to
I
Hollywood.
Am. Yeah. I'm just like I'm a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
The lights, the cameras.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I'm
thank
serious.
You.
This is like...
I can't wait for your crowd work clips to blow up. Tag a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Put a thank you at the end of all of them.
Credit where credit is due.
When you get your Netflix special, put me in the special thanks.
At the end of every crowd work clip, I'm going to just clip you and being like, you got to fucking get up there and ask a question. Have a conversation.
That would be like a gorgeous montage of like clips interspersed of Hannah's advice and then you doing them.
No, I'm gonna the way that she has that.
We need to do a documentary
with
your crowd work journey.
And you need to put I think I like this little in the back.
And it's him just shitting, nervous pooping in the bathroom.
Are you Jewish? I think I like this little laugh.
Are you Ashkenazi?
Not an episode, bitch.
Cool.
Very cool. Everyone's dying laughing. America's hottest new comedian. Only ask one
America's
question.
America's most
are
charming new comedian.
I actually was thinking someone has to do a TikTok of just like the worst crowd work clips and it blowing up of you. And that could be you.
That
you also could lean
me.
Into just your bad. It's called bad crowd work
mm-hmm.
to see what goes viral.
Bad at his job. That'll be my tour name. I'm going to change it.
To Are You Jewish?
The tour.
Okay, and on that note, thank you guys so much for listening. Hannah, thank you. We love you.
Hannah, we love you.
Come back soon. And bye.
Sorry, my hand's
we're
a little,
doing
a little
skin
calm.
On skin right now.
A little, it was my a little sweaty.
Clammy.
I'm clammy.
Oh.
But it's okay.
You're not clammy?
We're doing clam bake.
He's
right
dehydrated.
Now. I'm actually,
yeah,
I'm like, I don't.
Clam base.
Yeah, I'm fine. Love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Oh, wait. We probably don't even need to tell people where to find
but
you because
yeah,
I feel
just,
like...
Oh, yeah. Hannah Burner, Instagram, TikTok, Giggly Squad, and Burner Phone are my podcast. Burner Phone's with my husband. Giggly Squad's my bestie. And HannahBurner.com for tickets.
Oh, Burner.com. I love that. Bookmarking
HannahBurner.com. Love you guys. See you in the bonus.
Yes. This week on Close Friends. Are you horny?
Yeah. Dua Lipa could use a pencil and I would be like...
Like, sue me. Hi, all. I'm really, really scared.
No, don't be scared.
I'm feeling like I'm drunk.
I'm sauced.
What are those videos that you have locked of us?
Do you want to risk it?
Yeah, risk it. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.